There are at least 45,000 Malaysians working in Singapore, many of whom are looking to return following Singapore's circuit breaker measures enforced that has closed down many non-essential businesses. Despite the recommendations made by the Malaysian Ministry of Health earlier this month suggesting that Malaysians living and working in Singapore to stay put at least for another 2 weeks, the recent turn of events suggests that Malaysians can now look for a way back home. According to The Star, the Johor Health and Environment Committee Chairman R. Vidyanathan said that Malaysians looking to return from Singapore will need an entry permit from the Malaysian High Commission in the Island Republic. Those applying for the permit need to provide their name, identity card number, passport number, departure date and documents such as a copy of their working pass, long-term pass, permanent resident pass or student's pass. All of the documents must be emailed to the Malaysian High Commissioner in Singapore at stmsg@mhc.org.sg at least 2 days before the date they plan to travel back to Malaysia. The entry permit will be emailed to them and they will need to show the document to Malaysian immigration officers when entering the country. This is certainly good news for Malaysians looking to leave Singapore in light of the COVID-19 upsurge in cases, which is currently at 12,693. Vidyanathan has also stated that returning Malaysians will not be allowed to self-quarantine but instead be quarantined at government quarantine stations or the hospital. Currently, an increased average of 800 Malaysians are making their way across the causeway since Wednesday. Also read, COVID-19 screenings done poorly by Mo, claims residents at Menara City 1. You have reached the end of this story.